Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Gamecock fan on Twitter over the weekend, Diesel, said the worst part about this season, the worst part about this football season is not that we suck, it's the fact that we can't win on a weekend Clemson loses. It's every time that they lose, we lose. The Gamecock fans just want to have a little joyful moments when Clemson loses. But guess what? Neither fan base right now, Diesel, can celebrate because what are they going to talk trash about? Both teams stink.
Yeah.
Both weekends stink. Everybody's weekend stinks. Saturdays stink. It's not a good time to be a Clemson Tiger or a Gamecock right now.
Yeah, it is. There is no joy in Mudville right now.
Nope.
The entire state of South Carolina, save that little corner up in Conway, is Mudville right now because they came from behind and beat App State in a wild football game.
Didn't think that was going to happen. Diesel, Clemson, SMU, Saturday. You were in Columbia. I was in Clemson for this one. I don't know who lost the bet worse, but we were both subscribed to Misery and Pain on Saturday with what we had to watch. I have five takeaways. Clemson fans want to hear from you as well. 844-326-3663. I know a lot of you Clemson fans have already been on the text line and on the stream as well. Keep those comments coming. But Clemson SMU Diesel was not the game, or let me say it like this. It did not go the way I thought it would go. What I mean is on this Monday, I thought the story you and I would be talking about is how bad they need Cade Klubnik back. That was not the case. Christopher Rosina on Saturday, the starting quarterback for the Clemson Tigers against SMU, was pretty dang good on Saturday. And we leave that game after the SMU loss, and Clemson fans, Diesel, are obviously upset and frustrated because they lost the game. But they did not lose because of Christopher Vezina. He was the one bright spot, the one surprise that I think a lot of these fans can hang their hat on. Yes, it's one game against a really bad secondary, the worst in the ACC. But Christopher Vezina did not lose the Tigers the game on Saturday.
No, I mean, if you just go by stats, he had a pretty big day. 317 yards compared to Kevin Jennings, 290. That's pretty good. He had three touchdowns compared to Kevin Jennings, two touchdowns. Didn't throw any picks. It ultimately all comes down to the fact, Cole, that you got a wide receiver playing running back, and they're just not good enough running the football.
They're not. They can't block. The offensive line's terrible. Adam Randall, 10 carries, 29 yards. So let me run through these takeaways. Number one, Clemson's secondary is absolutely pathetic. I don't know the last time Diesel, even those Tommy Bowden teams, that I can recall Clemson's secondary being as bad as it is right now. I mean, safeties, corners, you name it. It is just, they look lost. They look so lost. And I don't know if the players that are on the field just aren't fitting Tom Allen's scheme or vice versa or what the problem is. But the secondary is pathetic. That's number one. Number two, like I said to start the segment, Vecina was not the issue to the stats you just read out, Diesel. He was really good on Saturday. Like, really, really good. He did not cost Clemson the game. Number three, the defensive unit for Clemson as a whole, not only the secondary, it's massively underachieving. Do you realize, Diesel, that come April, you're going to have guys off that defense go first round in the NFL draft? Like, several guys. Yeah. And with all of that NFL talent, the way that you watch that Clemson defense just look lethargic. I mean, no pulse at times. It just is mind-boggling.
It does beg the question, will we see a large chunk of those guys that we expected to go first round slip to the second and the third?
I don't think so.
I mean, yeah, they have this reputation. They have this built-up idea of who this Clemson defense is. And they may still look good on paper, and they may show out well in the combine and do well in their interviews, but a lot of them will have underperformed in their final opportunity to prove it on the field.
I think a lot of the scouts out there will use what happened last year for, you talk about T.J. Parker and Peter Woods to be specific. I think they'll still use a lot of that 2024 film, and I still think they'll go, especially those two will go first round. And to your point about the combines, I think they'll do fantastic and look really good. But for whatever reason, collectively, they're not playing collectively. There's no complimentary football right now. Diesel, I know you were in Columbia. Every time Clemson needed a stop on Saturday, they couldn't get a stop. If Clemson scored on Saturday, it was like they just said, hey, we're going to take the defensive possession off. We're going to allow SMU to come down and score as well. They're massively underachieving. And when you talk about the hire of Tom Allen, it's mind-boggling. So that's three. Four, you mentioned running back or converted running back, and run blocking has not gotten better. The offensive line, I know they have injuries. They're pathetic. The offensive line's not creating any holes. There were a few holes on Saturday for Randall, Diesel, and one of them in the first half, I'm sitting there watching the press box, Randall's missing holes. Like, it's just like, it's just, there's no cohesiveness. Yeah. It's not getting any better. And then my fifth and final takeaway is the play calling. It is absolutely horrible. Garrett Riley is not doing Clemson or Christopher Vezina any favors, putting them in winnable situations, Diesel. If he runs the quarterback one more time for a gain of 2 yards, I just cannot believe we're having the same conversation with Clemson as we are South Carolina. But it is time, Diesel, for a hard reset in Clemson, because what's happening right now, it's pathetic.
Well, and I didn't get a chance to watch his post-game press conference, but, you know, the messages and the notifications start popping up as I was driving back from Columbia. Dabo Swinney leans on his resume. Haven't I earned this and haven't I earned that? At some point, when are those Clemson fans who are so deep in that cult of Clemson, when are they going to, you know, lift their heads out of that sand and say, huh, he's been giving us this same bogus line for how long? For the last 2 years, 3 years? Telling us that he won titles and he's won ACC championships and he's won 10 games. At what point does...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The resume not matter anymore. If that's the case, legitimately answer this question, Clemson fans. Those of you who are hardcore Dabo supporters, would you be okay with missing bowl games and keeping Dabo Sweeney around just because he won championships years ago?
Well, to answer your question, Diesel, I think you have to have hard conversations when this season's over. And I mean collectively, as a staff, administration. I wrote an article or a column this morning on thefanupstate.com. You can see it there. And Diesel, the headline of the column, I had these thoughts over the weekend. I wanted to get it out over the weekend. I didn't get a chance to until this morning. But the headline is, if you've thought it, it's time. Meaning anything in life, if you ever thought about losing weight, if you ever thought about gaining muscle, getting back in the gym, or thought about forgiving somebody, or thought about doing this, if you've thought it, it most likely it's probably time. So you can read that article on thefanupstate.com. I did a column there this morning. It's on the front page. But the point being, to bring that kind of on air, there's got to be, when this season's over, there's got to be some hard conversations between Graham Neff, Dabo, and that staff.
I'm glad you said that because It seems as if the process has always been keep it internal, Dabo handles things, talks to his coordinators, they talk to the players, and that's how things are handled. I'm so glad that you said Graham Neff has to be in the room when these things are happening, because now Graham Neff has to start asking himself the hard question. Am I willing to do what it takes to get Clemson back to national championship winning form? And whatever that means, if that means putting the screws to Dabo Sweeney and said, hey, you have to figure this out or I will fire you, then so be it.
Yeah, and Diesel, kind of to your point, here's where I am with that. I am in the camp that I believe when the season's over, that conversation needs to happen. And I am in the camp that believes that Dabo Sweeney should be the coach that gets the opportunity to figure it out. I'm in that camp. I believe because of what Dabo's done for the university, no other coach has done, Dabo should be given the permission. He should be the one given the opportunity to do it, not somebody else. Now, with that being said, Dabo's got to have hard conversations with his staff. Dabo's got to have a little bit of accountability. And I think a lot of these friendships that Dabo has on staff with these Clemson guys, I think he's got to look in the mirror and ask himself, number one, am I willing to do the hard things now to keep my job down the road? And number two, am I willing to adapt and change how I mold this program so that we're not having these program conversations any longer? It's now becoming about the team because he likes to go on these program rants. He did it about a month ago.
Right.
But in the new era of college football, it's not about programs anymore. It's about teams. And Dabo Sweeney's got to understand that the program, that's great, that's nice, you've got the banners and the trophies, but all people care about right now is team. And I'm willing to be in the camp that, in my opinion, Dabo's the one that should be given the opportunity. However, I'm not saying that lease should be 5 years. I'm saying he should be given the opportunity to get Clemson back with stipulations of what's going to have to happen in order for Clemson to get back to that success.
Well, it begs the question, what is this program value? And you and I both know that Dabo's personal values are not going to change. They're just simply not. But the question is, what is the program value? Does it value winning, or does it value loyalty? And for the past couple of years, as Clemson has slowly slipped, Dabo has beat that drum of loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. I'm loyal to my players. The players that are loyal to me, we reward them with NIL. We reward loyalty, not winning.
Yeah.
And this program has to turn that corner and go back to valuing winning again, winning above all else.
And again, to your point, I agree with you. Loyalty in this new era of college football, loyalty has not found its place yet in this new era. What I mean is, Dabo Sweeney, to your point, you brought it up, he has these internal values that a lot of which I agree with. There's nothing wrong with having, but I also believe that when you are now in this new era of college football, Diesel, you cannot have such a tight worldview almost. Worldview is going to be the word I use here. You can't have this tight tunnel vision of what you want the program to be. What I mean is you can't only bring in players that fit your mold, hoping for those players to perform and exceed. Why? Because if you only bring in these high-character, God-fearing players that you love and your family loves and you think are going to be great for the program and be great fathers, that's fine and dandy. But, Diesel, it's like this. It's like if you go on Indeed and you go all to the, you know how you can go to filters when you're searching for a job and you click the more filters you select, the less candidates you're going to have. Dabo Swinney's got to open up and maybe step back and say, okay, I'm willing to adapt and change, and I'm willing to bring in some guys. Let's bring in some dogs. This guy may have went to jail last week, but I don't care. I'm here to win football games.
Yeah.
He didn't graduate from Sunday school at New Spring last week. I don't care. I'm here to win football games. All that other stuff's fine and dandy when you're winning, but Dabo Swinney's got to adapt, and that starts right now, man. It's tough. Something's got to give.
Yeah, you know, maybe the mindset needs to be those players might be less disciplined. They might have checkered histories, but I want to bring them here to win football games and help them improve as individuals, help them become better
men. That's right.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But ultimately, you know, what's one of the biggest tenets of Christians is to minister their faith.
Yeah.
Minister becoming a better person. Help that person turn the corner in their life and become a better person. Oh, yeah, and have them go out there and score a couple of touchdowns for you and get tackles for loss.
Well, it's like I said a few weeks ago, all the stuff on the outside's fine and dandy when you're winning, but when you're losing, everything's subject to criticism. And right now, everything that Dabo Swinney's doing is subject to criticism.
You know, all those things, it's a great story, but what does it really mean when wins and losses are what matters in college football? When we come back, Cole, let's see what else is going on out there in the sports world. Tackle them all at once in one segment, and we call it our Daily Wires.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.